Good morning. This is your friend, Velma Hagar. And of course, this is my little podcast. I love it because I don't have to dress up to do my podcast. I can sit here with my pajamas on. You guys don't even know the difference. But you can't see Guido on here like you can on my YouTube. So be sure and go to my YouTube at Velma Hagar, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, which just happens to be the name of my book. And it is on Amazon. So again, that's Velma Hagar, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, Amazon.com. I have a 5-star rating, and my book is filled with wonderful little treasures. Treasures that help you see the joy in life, that help you find the treasures in life. You know, God tells us He will show us the hidden treasures in secret places. And so, you know, ask Him and then find my book and find out how to see them. Because unfortunately, many times the treasures are right before us and we don't recognize them or we don't see them. We're so busy focusing on the ugly things that are happening around us that we miss the beautiful things. And you know, you can always find a little of both sprinkled throughout your day. As you walk along, you can choose to see the beautiful things, the birds, the flowers, the trees, and even the kind deeds that people do. Or you can choose to see that the grass needs to be mowed and there's clouds in the sky and the wind is blowing and the birds are pooping on the ground and the dogs are barking. You know, you can choose, and it's always there, both sides. So in treasures, you will find how to recognize the beauty in life. I encourage you to do that. You know, that wasn't what I was going to talk about, but I got started and I couldn't quit. I wanted to talk about, you know, when you choose to do what is right, when you choose to honor God's rules, everything may not go perfect for you right away. Sometimes, you know, there's an enemy in this world that is fighting against good. There's two very polar opposites that operate on this planet. One is good and one is evil. And many times when you do something good, it seems, you know, there's an old saying that says no good deed goes unpunished. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. That's an ugly saying that's not true. It may appear in the beginning that something you did good turned out bad. You know, I've given to street people before that ended up stealing from me later. That doesn't look very good, does it? But I have to tell you, just because that happened, I promise you, God will make it up to you. That's where you take those little hidden treasures and you apply them. There's also a scripture that says, if the enemy be found out, he must repay 7 times over. Now, God tells us to remind Him of what He said. So if He said that the enemy must repay 7 times over, and we know that people that do that kind of thing, steal from others, are the children of the enemy, then you simply say, God, one of the enemy's children stole from me. He has to repay me 7 times over. Now, you probably are not going to get it from that person that stole from you. He's not going to come running back and give it to you, although he may. But somehow, through God's principles on this planet, that will come back to you if you stop and notice. Unfortunately, people tend to focus on what they lost rather than on what they gained. Don't be one of those people. Be sure and notice the little things that go along. When you give, it comes back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God says He will cause men to give unto your bosom. So when you have given something good to someone and your heart is right, I promise you it will come back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And remember, it comes back to you in the same measure that you measured. So if you measure with a teaspoon to give to somebody, you're going to get back in the teaspoon measurement. You may get 7 times more in the teaspoon, but it's still coming back in a teaspoon. If you measure by the bucketfuls, it's going to come back to you 7 times bucketfuls. So with whatever measure you use, it shall be given back to you. So keep that in mind, too, as you do these good deeds. But when you do what is right before God, God always honors it, even though it may not appear so in the beginning. And, you know, I really believe oftentimes God allows those things to happen in order to test our heart. You know, sometimes I think I'll give so I can get. That's not the reason you give. You give because you want to help someone. That's the right heart. So if you don't have the right heart when you give, God may test you and find out. You may say, you know, this didn't work. I'm moving on here. But God's word always works. Let me encourage you in that area. Do what is right. We instinctively know what is right. Even if we have not read the Bible, we instinctively know. You get that little check in your spirit sometimes, be careful. Don't move forward. Anytime you have a little check, a little doubt, you know, remember, God comes to us with a little whisper in our ear. You don't hear his booming voice out there saying, don't do that, it's wrong. You hear this little soft, gentle voice that says, stop, go this way. Okay, I've talked 6 minutes. I think that's enough. I haven't been doing many of these podcasts, and you know, they're really easy. Okay, you guys, until next time. This is Velma Hagar, bidding you a blessed day. Remember to do what is right. Bye.